Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week we're watching a movie that I'm pretty sure Aaron's made me watch semi-recently. But she picked it and she's not hearing no for an answer. So would you like to introduce this movie for us, Aaron?
Yep. This movie is about a crocodilian. I'm getting there. It's about a crocodilian.
A what?
A crocodilian. Not a saltwater crocodilian, a freshwater crocodilian, but it is a massive crocodilian because this movie is Lake Placid.
What? Okay, so why did you pick it? What?
I actually picked this movie like months ago, but it's been hard for us to get to the computer to do these. Because I'm in my third trimester of pregnancy, in case anyone wants to know.
And that big old belly just keeps pushing the microphone away.
But there's just been a lot going on. So with that, because you have to do things and it makes you tired and you have more to do than ever. So I picked it more so to honor the fact that Betty White passed away recently. She is in this movie. I don't think we've done a... Have we done a Betty White movie?
Probably not.
I couldn't think of any other one. That was just like one that I know I watched when I was a kid that I knew that she was in. So that's why I wanted to watch it. And yeah, I think it's going to be campy and fun. It's not a good movie, but you just kind of got to go with it. I think it's self-aware that it's like silly. So I think it makes a fun watch, but Jay really, really doesn't want to watch it.
Yeah. Because you've made me watch it pretty recently.
It was not super fun.
it was like one of those movies where like, you know how, so like Anaconda is a movie that like, I don't think was supposed to be that stupid, but it was pretty stupid. And so it's fun to watch. I think this one was like trying to be stupid, campy, which kind of annoyed me. That's what it felt like. Cause there was just like certain parts, like Betty White's character was just like, oh, there's no way anyone ever took this seriously for any moment. But it's also like not funny enough to be a comedy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Richard, have you seen this before?
No, I've never seen it. Crocodiles and alligators. I hope this doesn't offend anyone out there. It's just never done it for me. I've been more in the, I guess, great white, you know, Jaws camp of things.
Oh,
so,
I think crocodiles and more so alligators actually pose a more tangible threat to humans.
Oh, I mean, they're both terrifying. They pose a tangible threat to me, I guess.
I just feel like you're more likely to run into an alligator than a great white shark.
Probably.
I've seen several alligators in the wild. My grandparents live in Florida.
I'm looking at the people in this. You got Bill Pullman, right? The president in Independence Day. You got Bridget Fonda.
Ooh.
The aforementioned Betty White and some other people that y'all would recognize. So
Oliver Platt.
Yeah. But the director, Steve Miner, doesn't seem like he's, you know, done too much stuff. Friday the 13th movies.
So he's a horror director.
Yeah, it looks like it. Warlock, Halloween H2O.
He's a bad horror director.
Yeah.
We have seen Bill Pullman in a couple of VCR Kids movies. I thought we had, but I couldn't remember. And so I was looking at his IMDb. He was in A League of Their Own. Totally forgot about that.
What was he in that?
Wasn't he like the husband of the one of the main girls? It was like, all right, you got to come on back now.
Oh, what a joy.
And he was also in Casper. He was the dad.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of someone else. I don't know why.
If you hear any noise in the background, Jim is aggressively trying to get into Aaron's closet behind me, and it's driving me a little crazy.
I think I was thinking of Bill Paxton.
Probably
instead of Bill Pullman.
a common confusion there. Yeah.
So. I mean, they're both 90s Bills.
Right.
I feel we've seen Oliver Platt in something. I feel like, but I can't think of what it is. Oh, Beethoven. That's what it was. He was like the henchman in Beethoven.
Yeah, he was also in Dr. Doolittle, which I don't think we've seen on this this year podcast.
We have not. Maybe we should add it to the list.
If I remember correctly, his character, I think, is supposed to kind of be like Malcolm from Jurassic Park. You know, Jeff Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
No. Is it Daniels?
No, Malcolm is not Jeff Daniels. It's
you're talking about like the buddy from Seinfeld?
No. The scientist who's like Jeff trying Goldblum. To be sex. Jeff Goldblum. Oh. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, that was like a pregnancy brain for real moment. I couldn't conjure anything.
Well, to be honest, blank void. We should have been able to help you on that one. So I'll take an L on that one.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got me real shook when you said Jeff Daniels. Really threw me off my game.
It was a Jeff. The wrong Jeff. I think he's supposed to be like that character, but like you'll just see. You'll just see.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sorry, Richard. I know you said you haven't seen this, right? Do you have any like expectations of it going in? Have you like seen trailers for it?
I mean, I knew this movie existed when it came out. I was in middle school, and for whatever reason, just didn't get dragged to the movie theater to watch it. This is definitely one of those kind of movies that you would be dragged to around that age. You know, you just, there's oodles of movies I remember from middle school. It's like, you're going to this because everyone's going to this. And, you know, here I go. But I guess I'm excited to see Betty White. I think the few reviews I saw before, you know, we started recording, apparently she's really good in this. Good supporting role. So that might be that may be fun. I'm really hoping to see a ragdoll crocodilian action. It might be a little too big to be thrown around a bit, but I think it's
CG. If I don't know though.
Oh really?
I don't know. It might be like a puppet head crocodile. I don't know what they're gonna pick.
As long as it's at least as good as the Power Rangers CG, will be.
I think like they made sequels and they used really bad CG in the sequels, but it was like more fun. It's like that thing looks like a gummy worm.
See, my expectation bar, if it's going to go above or below, is Anaconda. I've always kind of placed this movie with that one, kind of a wet, swampy monster creature thing.
So I think it's pretty similar in like campy level as well. You know, although I think there was at least one point in the making of Anaconda where they were like, this is going to be a good movie.
I have to remember where this one is set. I think it's not set in a place where a crocodile would usually be.
Was it?
Found. Is
it
set in Lake Placid, Aaron?
Right.
But where is that?
Maine?
Maine!
I don't know. That was a wild guess. We'll look it up for the audience. We'll get more well versed.
And like the thing is also like I don't know that the size makes it more tolerant to cold.
It's in New York State.
Oh,
the Adirondacks.
So high up there, but not that high up there.
I mean, that's pretty high up there.
Is that why it's attacking people? Because it's so chilly? It's like a cold crocodile? If it's,
no, because when... Okay, so my grandparents are from Florida. The number one time that alligators start attacking people is in mating season in the spring. When it gets cold, they kind of go into like this hibernating state and they really like don't come out of the water all that much. Like they obviously have to breathe, but you really just don't see them out in the winter too much because it's just too chilly for them. They don't like it. Their little bodies slow down because they're reptiles. and then they get really aggro in like mating season. So that's like when the attacks happen, but they also just like to snatch up pets and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. And there was that, this is sad, but there's that really famous case of like at Disney World, the family decided to go in the water and it got their little child. I think it was like a 2 or 3 year old, maybe 4, very young child. But they went in the water. Don't go in the water.
Yeah, that's a good general rule for Florida.
Yeah, don't go in the water. Like, really, unless it's the beach.
Calvin, so. We're talking, don't go in the water.
I think they were not from America. I think that's probably why they just like didn't know.
I think you're making but up anyway. A lot of stuff now.
I don't know. That's right, just what I recall.
We're going to go watch Lake Placid and we'll talk to y'all in a minute. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. We've all finished watching Lake Placid now. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about it, but what did you guys think?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as good as... It wasn't as fun as I remember. It was so silly. It might have been because you were sitting there like, "This is stupid."
You could hear me from Belmont? So the first thing I was like, y'all said this was kind of campy. I mean, there was a little camp to it. I think it was just like a straight on like monster horror thing, you know? Like,
yeah, definitely didn't seem as campy as I remember it being. I wonder if I'm confusing it with like something else.
Well, I definitely confused it with one of the later ones because I remember there being teenagers at the lake getting eaten by a crocodile, but there were no teenagers in this movie. So I think I confused it with one of the later ones.
Yeah, definitely a bear in this.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, the bear should have eaten the people. You're right.
No, well, I was like, Jay was like watching it with me and I was like, "Oh no, don't let that bear." And then like, as I said that, the crocodile chomped it. I was like going to say like, "Don't let the bear be eaten." I couldn't even get the words out before they had the crocodile chomp it.
Maybe this is why superhero movies now don't do it for me. Because like a moment like that in the movie where it's clearly CGI, like this CGI crocodile eating a CGI bear, like it doesn't even register for me. I just like don't care at all. But that's like a superhero movie. That's like the whole movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Yeah. So the whole beginning of this movie, there is that scene in the beginning. I was going to say none of it matters, but there is that scene in the beginning where the guy's like diving into a beaver's dam for some reason. I don't think we ever know why they're doing this.
They probably mentioned it and I just like missed it.
Yeah, something about what is it? It was like a scientific thing, right? And he was obviously like a liberal checking out nature, and that sheriff was like, he had that Mark Twain quote, right?
Yeah.
And that was a continuous thing throughout the movie, right? The tension between those two kind of camps. But go ahead.
Yeah, and the incredible constant use of sarcasm and everyone just calling each other names for the whole movie, and it's so much fun. But so the one guy in one of many scenes that's very clearly like stolen directly from Jaws, I guess like bitten in half, and then we cut to the museum where we have like literally the most pointless, like this whole thing could have just, it doesn't make any sense to be there. Like, you're introducing all these characters who are only in this for like one scene and putting like so much importance on them because they're like having an affair or whatever. And it's just so dumb.
I think it was like literally the museum wouldn't send anyone otherwise. So I think they tried to invent a reason.
Then why did you have her like work in a museum? That idea itself is stupid.
Yeah, I think they were like, the only type of person that would like want to go up there is someone that would be like super into crocodiles or like down with camping in nature. And they're like, we need a reluctant person. Like, we need some, like, they made her character like, I don't know why they thought this, but they made her character just like incompatible with wilderness at every level. So they're like, what reason would someone like that have to go up there? So they had to concoct this complicated.
It was like, what if Aaron went up there? How are we?
Yeah. Why would I do that? Like, the easier thing would be like if she worked for like a TV network, you know, or something, and they were like, no, you have to go up there. And she's like, I don't want to. Because like she literally offers no scientific expertise except in the very beginning.
And she's also a paleontologist, right? Like, she's like,
yeah, so there's zero reason for her to be up there.
But she also knows everything about this other guy who's like a croc hunter. Why do they know each other so well?
Which that was kind of the yin and yang of the movie for me. Because as much as I loved Oliver Platt in this movie, I really enjoyed him. Like, Bridget Fonda's acting, I could have done without.
Which one was Bridget Fonda? Is she
the girl that you complained about the whole time?
Oh, yeah. She didn't do a good job.
No.
I said she was the worst actress in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what Holly sees out the window this time.
Does she disagree? Did she like Bridget Fonda's acting?
Probably not. I think like everybody kind of dropped the ball on the acting. Because like Donald Gleason?
Brendan
Gleason. Oh yeah.
Okay, Brendan is his son. Yeah. Brendan Gleason is a good actor. Like, we know this, right? Like, he's a good actor. Not in this movie.
Mad-Eye Moody himself.
Yeah, he's not at all in this movie because, like you pointed out, Jay, he's struggling hard to pull off an American accent like the whole time. Like, it's just a struggle for him.
Now, don't besmirch the good name of Bill Pullman, because he's as good in this as he is in anything.
Right. That was my argument. He's exactly the same in everything that he's in.
He's just the same. But like everybody else is kind of bad. So it's like if the actors like had, if they'd like really pulled out like amazing acting jobs, I think this movie could have been a lot better.
Well, it's funny also too, because I agree. I think Oliver Platt was probably the most interesting part of the movie that I had to struggle through. But he also, I think they wrote his part for someone like way more like attractive than Oliver Platt.
Right.
Because there's like several parts where he calls makes a big deal of calling the sheriff fat. It's like, you probably weigh more than this guy than he does. Like, you're like slob. And he's just like seducing all these women all the time. And he just like looks like a slob.
Yeah, the thing that I disliked the most about this movie was that there were so many elements that were so predictable. Like, they were on that boat and the deputy was on there. And I thought for a second, like, why is that deputy on the boat? Oh, because they have to kill, someone has to die. That doesn't mean anything. And then right when Oliver Platt flies in on the helicopter, I'm like, well, that thing's going in the water. You know, I immediately, like, why would they introduce this helicopter without? So it's just every step of the way, it was just like, this is predictable.
Yeah. The thing that bothered me the most was how they kept spouting out all these facts that were just completely wrong.
They were like, this crocodilian can migrate from Asia. No, it effing can't. Like, I'm so sorry.
They're like, it can go anywhere as long as its nostrils don't freeze. What? It's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And they would 100% freeze in Maine. Like, if they were sticking up a little bit, like, 100% it would be frozen.
Well, they were in such denial in the beginning of this movie. They kept on saying a bear. And it's like, clearly, this is not a bear. A
water bear. no, my favorite part, though, this drove me crazy. Like, I cannot stop thinking about this, is the movie is named Lake Placid. It does not take place in Lake Placid. And they literally say, oh, this isn't Lake Placid. That's another lake. Like, why is the movie called Lake?
Yeah, this so lake stupid. Is Black Lake.
Oh, my God. I think it's the so worst dumb.
Part for me. I had zero memory of this, but like the worst part for me was there is a second crocodile for about 10 seconds, if that. Like, I turned to Jay and I was like, why even have the second one?
Because they wanted to shoot something.
Yeah, you wanted to blow up something. Yeah.
But it was just like, you know, you could have introduced it earlier and maybe had like a little bit more like drama or back and forth, you know, like a little more stakes. And they were just like, nope, boom. And then they exploded it immediately. I was like, what's the point of having it?
Yeah. Well, I'm convinced that the famous line, I didn't even know it was from this movie, that Betty White said, you know, if I had a wiener, you know, this is where I would. I'm convinced they thought of that line and built the entire movie around it, because it's such a great line. It is out of place in this movie.
Well, she's spouting off swears right and left. That was pretty funny. She was like, you're all F-wads. Like, she called everybody every name under the sun, like, silly names, too.
Yeah, she was like, I hope y'all die. Like, telling the cop, like, hope they swallow you. Is that against the law?
Well, and she was like, I killed my husband. And they were all just like, all right. Like, pretty sure assisted suicide is still legal and you can definitely be charged, which was her cover story for the crocodile eating her husband.
Yeah, she met expectations. She was a treat to watch in this movie. She was barely there, but it was good.
She was feeding all the babies in the.
That's right.
At the end.
That was funny. Credits. The baby crocodiles. Why bread though? She should have given them like little bits of chicken.
Well, that's what she said. Like, nibble on grandma's toes or something like. Ridiculous. I do like how. There's like two romance lines in this plot, and the one between the fishing game of Bill Pullman and what's her face, the museum girl, was just the most boring, low temperature, like anti chemistry like romance, and to the point of like. At the end of the movie, when she's like, come on, doesn't anyone make first moves in Maine? Oh, you're going to take me to a bar? I'm pretty sure he did not want to hang out with her anymore. I'm pretty sure he was just trying to leave. And she was like,
she was so annoying the whole time. Like, I don't like bugs and ticks. I think we all found that out when we went camping. I don't like them.
Yeah, but Aaron, like when we all went camping, was basically the same.
No, I wasn't, because all I did was bring my off deep woods and I just sprayed my body. And guess what? I was like one of the only people that didn't get ticks when we all went hiking. This girl was doing like every other thing to prevent, like, other than the sensible thing of spraying bug spray. She was like spraying right into the air, which is horrible. That's almost worse than a bug. And then I forget what else she was doing, because then you breathe it all in. Ugh, gross. But yeah, it was not good.
What was the other romance? The
Sheriff and Oliver Platt.
Yes. Yeah. That was a weird moment. She's like, "I'll have sex with you if you just get back in the helicopter." That was.
Oh, that's not the other romance line I was talking about. I was talking about Brendan Gleeson and Oliver Platt.
Oh, that was okay. That was dumb, but it was kind of a running joke. That was all right. Where, yeah,
how they like got in the
Gleeson. Well, where he would like fall into traps and stuff, and that was all right.
And then they got into the ambulance together at the end. Rode off into the sunset together.
Are we to so he's a rich dude. He just wants to swim with crocodiles and look them in the eyes.
Yeah, is that he his thinks thing? They're like, I get the vibe that he's like ancient aliens guy, but with crocodiles. That's like what he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But he like worships them. Like, I think he like called out to like an Egyptian god at the end when he was staring the crocodile.
When he finally got to swim with it, he was not happy.
No. Oh, and then at the end, how they catch the crocodile with the helicopter. It's through the thing. It's completely through the helicopter, stuck.
And then they're like, still like, let's blow his head off.
Well, the
honestly, other thing also is like,
do that.
Yeah, right? Like, you got this like 30-foot croc, and they keep saying like, we need to keep it for science. Like, okay, but like, where are you going to, like, you're worried about it attacking other people. Where is it going to go?
I think there's one place.
You can't live in an aquarium.
No, there's one place in the United States that could house that beast. And
probably not in Portland.
No, I was going to say they made a specific point of not taking it there. It's honest to God, the alligator farm in St. Augustine. Because they had like a 20-footer in there for a while. That's where they take them, the big ones that they find. Yeah.
The I was looking up the sequel to maybe get some clarity on where that crocodile does go. I don't have the time to read the plot, but the cover of it, the DVD cover, this has to be direct to television. It looks awful. It is sci-fi. Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel. Anyways, we won't have to watch that for the podcast.
No, please no. God.
Where do they take it?
I think they're still in Maine. Because, I mean, I think they set up where the babies, like.
There's like 10 of sequels of these. I think they're all direct to the Sci-Fi Channel. I could have told you that. That's where I first saw this movie.
Oh, yeah. Lake Placid 2 Unrated Edition.
There is one called Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
Oh, now that might be worth watching.
They couldn't even get Betty White. They had to get Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, they killed her off. They said, they ate her. And they brought in someone new. I read the description, the plot description.
Who? I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't have to rank old women actresses, but I think Cloris Leachman is way funnier than Betty White. But that could also be because I'm a young Frankenstein fan. So anyway.
She plays her sister.
Well, do you guys think this movie holds up?
No, I don't know why. It's one of those movies you see whatever, you see it come out and you go like, I never have to see that. I can just move on with my life.
I just remember thinking this was so funny when I saw it on the Sci-Fi Channel. So like, let me just say, if you stumble upon it for free on the Sci-Fi Channel, why not? But like, would I seek this out to watch it? Probably not.
You just did.
Yeah. You, You could do worse. It does have, I think as a teenager, I would have enjoyed the decapitation scene.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
I do think it was, I had more fun watching it than I thought I was going to, but I don't think it's because I like enjoyed the movie. I think it was, I was just like laughing at how angry
Silly
it made
nonsense.
Me. Like, like for me, it was just like, just all these like animal facts that they kept spouting out.
He got really mad every time he heard a wrong reptile fact. I think like the most egregious one though was not the nostrils freezing. It was like crocodiles don't swim in salt water. Like, yeah. Yes, they do. There's like a whole type called a saltwater crocodile.
And then they kept talking about like crocodiles living in America. It's like they don't.
Yeah. And then they were like, they don't swim in salt water, but this thing migrated here across the ocean from Asia. Like, that's way more plausible than someone brought it over through like an illegal.
I'll be honest, the factual inaccuracies were just way down the list for me.
It was just like ridiculous. Like, they were just saying like absolutely incorrect things. That was like obvious.
My biggest issue is that it doesn't really have a place, because you have to meet this movie as it's presented. Like, it's well made enough and it's not campy enough to where you have to take it as like a horror monster kind of movie. And I think it fails in that sense. So,
I don't think it's necessarily, to your point, like, I don't think it's because it's badly like directed or badly acted. I mean, Bridget Fonda's pretty rough, but the rest of the cast is pretty fun, is pretty good. It's just so badly written. Like, the dialogue is awful. The characters are awful. They set up things in one sentence that they contradict in the next sentence. Like, it's ridiculous. We've got whole characters and scenes that are completely unnecessary.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure whether I'm supposed to be pulling for this crocodile or not. It kind of goes back and forth. Like, it's this weird Jason-esque murdering machine. And then at the end, it's like, oh, well, don't shoot it.
Yeah.
We will keep it in Portland, Maine. I don't know. It's confusing. The message is very... What is the message of this movie, right? I don't know.
The message is they should have taken it to the alligator farm in St. Augustine.
Oh, well.
I don't think it's called the alligator farm anymore, but because I think it's actually like a legitimate place for like the best place for like crocodiles and alligators and stuff in the United States.
All right, well, go check it out if you're interested. And we will talk to you about another movie maybe next week, maybe 3 months from now. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cat.
Radio.
.com.